Bless you, ma'am.
Okay, we are now through with our communications agenda. We're going to go to item 64.
Venture Portland Annual Report to Council.
Venture Portland serves as the support for Portland's 50 neighborhood business districts. They help organize community events, provide training and grants, and add staff capacity to develop business districts in East and North Portland. With us today is Brad James, Interim Executive Director, Ms. Etic. Owner of the Red Castle Games on Foster Boulevard. Welcome back. You were here last year. And the Chair of the Venture Portland Board of Directors. Thank you all for being here. Take it away.
All right. Well, thank you, Commissioners Udaly and Hardesty, for having us this morning.
Don't forget Fritz.
As well as Fritz. What was Fritz? Telecommunicate. Hello. Thank you for your... Oh, you are. Hi. Thank you. As well as... All right. Has Commissioner Hardesty introduced me? My name is Matthew Masetic. I'm the president of Venture Portland, as well as the owner of Red Castle Games and Southeast Foster. I've also, in the last year, become a property owner in Foster, as well as signed a long-term lease to secure myself from displacement of my game store. So it's really been a great year for me. And it's also been, I think, a sign of, you know, Foster has been this up-and-coming neighborhood we've been saying since I was a kid. And it really seems to have turned a corner, and that's thanks to a lot of the investment the city has put in, both in terms of the Foster Streetscape Project, as well as community improvements like the Laurelwood Shelter and other items that benefit our entire community. So thank you for that investment. But on to Venture Portland's business. So Venture Portland has also had a big year last year. We launched new programs. We stabilized our catalytic investment initiative, which focuses on historically disenfranchised and uninvested in business associations in the city, as well as continued our partnership with City Council. As you know, Venture Portland is the support system for all 50 neighborhood businesses in the city. We are the only entity in Portland that works down at the district level, working with street fairs, working with individual businesses, working with any small business in the city that wants to engage. Venture Portland also promotes these critical commercial corridors and the volunteers that run all these organizations. All of the neighborhood business associations in the city are primarily volunteer-run, and very few, like our own, may have paid staff, but it's a staff member for about 10 hours a week. So we're a very small-scale operation trying to make an outsized impact on our communities. In the last 23 years, there's been a $1.6 million investment into these districts in partnership with the city that's also leveraged over $5 million in private dollars. So those dollars are being matched over a 3-to-1 basis to make sure that we're improving these commercial corridors for all individuals. As president, I know the strength of our organization has always come through our collective efforts and the belief that small business in Portland is more than just business. It's about our people, our neighborhoods, our communities, our employees, our clients, making sure that's an inclusive environment where we all can enjoy Portland. It's about a vision for our city that business owners, residents, and elected officials can all share and partake in. Over the past year, we've been preparing for the future as we wrap up our 2020 strategic plan and we determine priorities to support business districts into the future. Our Community Engagement Committee, led by my colleague Liz here, has been working on updating our organizational values, creating an equity statement, and preparing for our annual strategy summit this February. Every year we meet with business district leaders from across the city to report on progress toward accomplishing our strategic plan, to take the pulse of the business district community, and to also set goals moving forward. Internally, we've been making important updates to our trainings, technical assistance, and resources to better respond to the needs of business districts in all parts of the city and really adapt to our rapidly evolving city and economy. You may have noticed there's a different person sitting next to me at the far end of the table, and that's Brad, our new interim executive director. In December, Heather Hull stepped down after 10 remarkable years with Venture Portland. It was thanks to her strong leadership, vision, and unwavering support of Venture Portland that we are the strong organization that we are today and has set us up for success going into the future. To help us complete the strategic planning process and set the organization up for success, we want to really make sure that we have all stakeholders' input moving forward with our strategic plan. Brad is going to be reaching out, if he's not reached out already, to each of your individual offices, because we also want to make sure we have all of your input. Many of you recognize Brad as the first hire of the Cadillac Investment Initiative back in 2015. He has more than a decade of experience with nonprofits. He's also guided nonprofits through change management, which is exactly where we are, so he's the perfect individual for that. He's also worked in economic development, managing commercial districts. He's worked in the Cadillac Investment Initiative, so he knows exactly what everyone in our organization is doing. And he's also worked with the award-winning downtowns of Oregon City and McMinnville. Our board of directors is confident in his experience and deep familiarity with Venture Portland's work, and we're sure it's going to help set us and him up for success. And with that, I'll turn it over to Brad.
Thank you, Matthew. Good morning,
Good
commissioners.
Morning.
As Matthew said, I previously worked at Venture Portland, helping to manage the Catalytic Investment Initiative and as Heather's executive assistant. I got to see firsthand the behind the scenes that made her tenure at Venture Portland so successful. Heather's contributions were invaluable, and her leadership resulted in unprecedented growth for the organization. A few of her accomplishments include rebranding the very easy to say Alliance of Portland Neighborhood Business Associations to Venture Portland with a new logo, programs, website, social media, and manifesto. Increasing business district membership 154% citywide by helping districts become more diverse, equitable, and welcoming. Increasing district staffing 175% since 2013 by helping districts hire ongoing professional district organizers, 21 of them doing so for the very first time, and investing over $800,000 in business districts for 294 projects that together leveraged $3 million, an almost 4-to-1 match. Also, changing the conversation locally about the value of shopping locally in Portland by securing nearly 1,000 positive media stories. We're grateful to have had Heather's leadership for the past 10 years, and we are very excited about the coming decade. Venture Portland supports Portland's neighborhood business districts. If you're in a business and you're not downtown, you're probably in a neighborhood business district. Together, these districts contain 23,600 businesses and provide 308,000 jobs. This is a huge sector of Portland's economy, and the vast majority of them are small businesses. The fundamental goal of our work is to help these districts be more successful and create a more robust economy. The following brief overview provides a snapshot of our work over the past 12 months. After 9 years of sustained double-digit growth, Venture Portland once again expanded our access to capacity-building services. Our training and technical assistance program is designed to help business districts meet the real, on-the-ground challenges they and their businesses are facing today. Topics cover everything from creating enhanced services districts, asset mapping in diverse and rapidly changing districts, inclusive outreach, marketing, creating successful district events, economic resiliency in the face of online competition or unexpected hardships, and the legal responsibilities of nonprofit officers. In total, we increased participation in our training and technical assistance program 39% over last year, with more than 400 business district leaders attending one of 46 trainings. Last year, we addressed 649 district-specific requests from business districts citywide, a 9% increase over what we reported to you last year. For those of you doing the mental math, which is probably none of you, but I did it, that is 1.8 times a day, 365 days a year. A district calls us and asks us for support that falls outside of the, here's a template I can email you in 10 seconds category. We're talking custom solutions tailored to a district's specific needs. This in-depth, personalized support helped districts successfully navigate major leadership transitions and effectively manage significant business mix, built form, and demographic changes among a multitude of other varied, occasionally random, but equally important things districts face every day. To that end, over the last year, Venture Portland provided 3,560 hours of training and technical assistance to business district leaders citywide. That is a 34% increase over 2018. Keeping in mind that our staff has not increased by 34% or any percent, Venture Portland continues to be a nimble, adaptive organization able to respond to district needs and deliver high-quality services by continually refining, streamlining, and updating our approach to the work at hand. Venture Portland's grant program helps business districts make strategic investments in a vibrant economy and strong sense of place unique to each district. Funds can be used for a number of things that fall under one of our benchmarks or markers of success for a strong business district. District identity projects, signature events, marketing and asset development, or larger scale economic development projects. In 2019, we awarded more than $85,000 for 26 projects, leveraging more than $230,000 in additional district investment. That's nearly a 3-to-1 match. From our perspective, that makes these some of the most efficient dollars that the city spends, so thank you. We also continue our partnership with Travel Portland on our Destination Investment Grant that help districts invest in significant physical improvements that benefit both customers locally and visitors. As you all know, neighborhood business districts are not only essential components of Portland's livability, but are a significant tourism asset. The grants directly contribute to Portland's international appeal. Finally, 2/3 of our total grants went to underserved districts in East and North Portland. As I'm sure you're well aware, a huge portion of Portland businesses are neighborhood-based, which means neighborhood business districts truly are a driving force for Portland's economy, culture, and sense of place. This is not my first rodeo with managing commercial districts, and I often hear from people that you reach a tipping point where development and the natural free market takes over and makes a place unique and beautiful and fun. But I'm here to remind us that that's just not true. Without business districts advocating for smart planning and growth, fostering a healthy mix of neighborhood-serving businesses, creating innovative events tailored to the assets and quirks of each district, and partnering with residents on creative place-making projects, Division Clinton wouldn't feel different than Mississippi, than Northwest District, than Multnomah Village, than Lentz, than Montevilla, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Each district has their own vibe, and we believe that vibe is driven by their unique, locally owned businesses. One of the key ways business districts bring residents and visitors to showcase their unique districts and cultural assets is by putting on some exceptional events, shopping promotions, and festivals. In 2019, districts put on more than 80 events and promotions, bringing more than 1 million customers to locally owned businesses' front doors. All year, and especially during the holidays, Venture Portland ensured cash registers rang citywide. In 2019, Venture Portland helped launch or expand 17 events between Halloween and New Year's. These free, family-friendly celebrations feature festive lights, holiday treats, shopping discounts to help Portlanders stretch their holiday dollars. And with 70% of every dollar spent in local businesses staying in Portland's economy, business districts are doing their part to ensure that Portland's economy thrives.
Can I stop you for a second? I got a question.
Yeah.
Let's take one business district. How many businesses are connected to the business district and working with Venture Portland as compared to how many businesses actually exist in that business district?
Yeah, great question. It's going to vary by district and how active they are and how many businesses there are. Our overarching goal is to ensure that at least half of the existing businesses in a district are connected with the association and participating. And we'll have the final results at our strategy summit this February, but we're pretty close to accomplishing that across the board in the city.
Thank you.
Yeah. In 2019, we helped City Council and bureaus connect with neighborhood businesses. Commissioner Udaly, we worked with your office to coordinate the Foster Streetscape ribbon cutting. We have a wonderful photo of you up there. We worked with Mayor Wheeler's office to help connect districts with his anti-hate and shop local press events. We worked with BES and PBOT to mitigate the impact of major construction on districts. We helped districts understand and navigate new land use notifications. Thank you all for continuing to send those out. We maintained our age-friendly business and sustainability at work certifications. We supported neighborhood economic development, including neighborhood prosperity initiatives, and we joined as an early adopter for Portland Means Progress. As you all also know, we helped facilitate City Council testimony for Central East Side, Foster, Hawthorne, Northwest Industrial, Multnomah Village, and Stadium districts. These districts all greatly appreciate the time they had in front of you to share their stories, their successes, their challenges, and their requests for support. So thank you for the time and consideration that you gave each of them, and know that we intend to introduce you to more districts and business owners in the coming year. After our success working with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability to design and implement a neighborhood business district demographics database, we're excited to be working with the Police Bureau to finalize feedback on a publicly accessible business district crime summary, giving districts more tools at their disposal to understand and address the complexity and challenges they face. Last, but certainly not least, I want to be sure and recognize Venture Portland's dedicated volunteers. As an independent nonprofit, we are able to nimbly respond and adapt to real-time needs of the districts we serve. That would not be possible without our volunteer board. Made up of one representative from each business district, our board contributed 926 volunteer hours last year. That adds up to 0.46 FTE, or nearly 19 hours a week over the year. Our success would not be possible without this incredible commitment that they make. Of course, one of our strongest advocates, Commissioner Nick Fish, is missing today. As a longtime advocate of our work and strong supporter of small, locally owned businesses, his loss was felt deeply by Venture Portland and the business district community. His accomplishments on our behalf are too many to count. I remember him as always willing to show up and lend his support whenever needed. No problem too large or too small to tackle. Nick Fish consistently helped us promote shopping local during the holiday season, created the inaugural Age-Friendly Business Awards, launched the All-User Restroom Challenge, and so much more. Perhaps one of his greatest impacts on our organization was helping to conceive, plan, and implement the Catalytic Investment Initiative. After noticing how disproportionately East Portland business districts were struggling and that they were not seeing the benefits of the post-recession economy's return as quickly as districts closer to Central City, he and Venture Portland's team put their heads together and with City Council support launched what at the time was a pilot project to see if we could move the needle on East Portland's economy. 2 years later, with Nick's support, we expanded the project into North Portland. This catalytic effort addresses disparity and gentrification in 7 targeted districts. There's 3 short-term goals to increase membership, increase volunteers, and increase revenue. I'm thrilled to report that last year we once again exceeded all of those goals. Once again, we added significant new members across those districts. In 2019, we saw a 27% increase in business district members across East and North Portland. Currently, about a third of business district members are new in those districts. We also saw a 64% increase in volunteerism across districts, diversifying businesses' all volunteer board leadership, so it's more in line with the district demographics and brings new voices and perspectives to the table. And finally, we help districts generate $158,000 in new revenue to support their neighborhood businesses. We've also made significant progress on our long-term goals to create a business support network that crosses district boundaries, creates stronger ties between businesses and residents, and improves district identity and positive public perception of East and North Portland. We help districts launch more than 24 events designed to connect residents with businesses, attracting more than 30,000 customers to make cash registers ring in economically lagging parts of Portland. 17 district cleanups in partnership with neighborhood associations, neighborhood prosperity initiatives, and other organizations. We improved perception of East and North Portland with 65 positive media stories. And we increased district capacity to serve their member businesses with 74 brand new or significantly strengthened member benefits. So, we talked about the overall goals of the program, members, volunteers, money, but what are the methods? We hire professional staff and place them directly in business districts. Business owners are busy. Hiring staff support is one of the greatest lifts to a district's capacity. It also enables us to visit more than 3,000 individual businesses and get direct input on the districts that they are existing in. We provide seed funding to help districts experiment with new programs that can better serve their businesses. New programs take time and resources to get off the ground, so having grant funds to experiment allows membership dues to be spent on existing successful programs. And we provide innovative and personalized assistance to districts. This is not Venture Portland's first rodeo, but for many of the volunteer leaders, it is. Working more closely with them one-on-one allows us to help navigate them in this arena. City Council's ongoing investment in the Catalytic Investment Initiative helped participating business districts generate unprecedented success last year. To share the success of our East Portland districts, I am happy to introduce you to Venture Portland's Catalytic Investment Initiative Manager, Joy Church.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you, Brad. Good morning.
Good morning.
I know you were busy last night, Commissioner Hardesty, in my neighborhood, in Lentz. I wasn't there. I was at an event supporting, it's called Chocolate for Congo, to support the Congo.
I get invited to that.
Well, you got to come with me. Anyway, it's nice to see you, Commissioner. The last time I think I saw you was here after the ribbon cutting, which was my first day with Venture Portland on the street, the Foster streetscape. So it's very nice to see you again. Anyway, I'm in a new role with Venture Portland. So I started as an organizer on Foster and then helped out with Northeast Broadway. And now I'm the Catalytic Investment Initiative Director. We call it CII for short, because Catalytic Investment Initiative does not roll off the tongue.
Roll off the tongue as quickly as you like.
So I've been in this role now for just a couple of months, and I'm really excited to be a part of it. I get to work with amazing organizers who really have education and passion for small business and working with volunteers and putting people together. So it's a real joy to, no pun intended, to be able to work with them around the city and to get to know the city more. So I live in Lentz Foster area, so I was attracted to the Foster position with Venture, but then it has now led me into expanding to help the entire city. So I'm very excited to be a part of it. And our district organizers, you know, something that I think is so important about them is not only are they highly educated, but they are passionate and they have perseverance, right, which is really what it takes to get the job done because, as Brad mentioned, business owners are so busy, and these are independent business owners, so they have a mind of their own about how things are going to happen. So to get everybody in the same room together can be challenging, and to give them that high-level expertise around what does board governance look like, what does volunteering look like, what do those high-level things mean, so they can get a good, firm foundation to then go out and do the fun activities of signature events and street fairs and things like that and raising revenue for their businesses. All of those things just take a lot more time than you'd expect because they're volunteers, right? So the board members are volunteers only, right? So we've got these amazing organizers who have very little time and they are just out there running. So I'm really excited to be working with them and I'm really happy to share some of their successes. So as Brad mentioned, I'm going to talk a little bit about East County and what we're doing there. And we'll start with 82nd Avenue. So as most of us know, we do use that as a thoroughfare, but there's a lot of vibrant business on the street, and many people of color own businesses there. So we have a wonderful signature event called Around the World in 82 Dishes, and that's over a period of 2 weeks, and these restaurants put on a $5 dish. So there's a $5 special for those 2 weeks. You can go in, pay your $5, you get a little sticker, and then you can win prizes if you, you know, have the most stickers. And it's called Around the World in 82 Dishes, and that's been really successful. So this year, they added an additional $6,000 in revenue from that. So for those people in that area, that was really meaningful for them, because again, oftentimes we just use that as a thoroughfare. We get on the bus, we drive, and we don't think about all of the amazing people that are there. So to focus on what they're doing and their specialty dishes, I know that I, you know, gained a little extra weight on for that event. So that again raised the extra $6,000. That was a 20% increase over last year. So again, we'll continue that event because it's proving to go well. So we're very pleased about that. And again, it reflects the diversity of the district, with 70% of the participating restaurants owned by people of color. And part of the improvement over the years for the event is that we've been translating the event into Spanish, Vietnamese, traditional, and simplified Chinese, so that everyone has an opportunity to understand what's happening and how they can participate and go out and eat for 2 weeks. Let's see here. What else am I going to talk about with this for 82nd? Let's see. I'm going to move on, I think, to Foster, because we all love Foster. As we all know, the Foster streetscape, we have millions of dollars and lots of intentional planning went into that. We're really excited about it, as Matthew mentioned. He's a vital person on the street, and we're very excited to have him on our Foster board as well. And we have a couple signature events that we do on Foster, and one of those is the tasting tour, and that's in the summer. We encourage you to come out for that. That is a one-day, 12-hour event. It's been expanded this year because of the great streetscape. We highlighted the street and the biking on the street by hiring pedicabs to take people around from carts to carts, right? Because there are a lot of food cart pods on Foster. And so those pedicabs were really fun. It kind of focused this idea that the street has changed and that it's safe to come out and bike as a family, to come out and really use the street in a meaningful way. So that was really amazing for us. And this year it generated more than $8,000 in revenue, again, in just 12 hours. And that was a 43% increase this year. So I think we're going to continue doing that, aren't we, Matt? And then we also did a Winterfest event this year. We've been changing that around to address the needs of our neighborhood, but we did a Winterfest event, and we had the Unipiper come out. So that brought a lot of extra people, and that was a really family-friendly, kid-centric kind of day. And then we added an adults-only component at the end, meaning we went out for beers after and did an ugly sweater contest. But that was a really fun thing that we'll continue to expand on, as we have so many lights on the street. It's really beautiful, but we want our neighbors to understand that Foster is a destination. Even when it's raining and cold, come out and shop. And so that's really the point of Winterfest. Gateway is another great neighborhood. And the Gateway Business District Association in September had this thing called Cruising Gateway. And that's to celebrate Gateway's history of cruise-in culture while updating it from their current district. Thanks to strategic investments from the city, advocacy from the business association, and support of partner organizations, there's so many more ways to cruise Gateway. So we've got new bike lanes, the 130s Greenway, investment in e-bikes, and improved walkability as a result of streetscape improvements. This event called Cruising Gateway celebrated all the ways Portlanders travel in Gateway, bringing 300 people together to celebrate community and discover new businesses. And that was a big deal. So we say 300 people. And you know, Gateway, that neighborhood and that business district, is really spread out. So for 300 people to gather for a new event, it is a big deal, right? We think 300 people. Well, that took a lot of effort, and it will expand year over year. The people that came really loved it. We're very excited to even get it on the schedule for 2020 right away. So that is that's very meaningful for us to get 300 people in a room together. Again, in that neighborhood is challenging. So we're pleased about that. Sometimes, you know, big numbers, it's, you know, we want to see those, but we're getting there. We're getting there. So for Gateway, that 300 was a lot. So this December, we had the Gateway Winter Fest, which brought 250 residents out to participate in a shop local promotion around our tree lighting event. Now in its second year, Gateway saw an 88% increase in business participation for this community-focused event. So with the Winter Fest, for that, the 250 residents, This was an outdoor event, right, the tree lighting ceremony. It was meant to be a three-hour event. The first hour was amazing. 250 people came out, and then it started pouring. pouring. So we felt like we would have seen a lot more people come out since we had 250 in the first hour. But really, you know, it was like truly Portland winter. Anyway, so we're looking at restructuring that event so it may be indoor tree lighting so we won't have that issue of, you know, winter Portland. Gateway continued their partnership with PBOT, representing business owners on the Halsey-Weiler streetscape and Halsey 106 groundbreaking. Their newly redesigned website puts special focus on connecting local residents, employees, and business owners to district news, construction, and infrastructure updates and additional resources. So in particular for these environments where people are really disconnected, they're not all together, like let's say on Hawthorne, where you're walking from business to business, a website, that kind of social media, that can be highly, highly important and impactful. So for us to invest in giving grants for websites, that has been very meaningful, not only for the individual members, but for the residents to see, to have one place that they can go to understand what is available to them in their neighborhood. So thank you for supporting us so that we can give out grants for this kind of thing. And then we have Midway. So Midway is a little like Gateway. It's long, it's stretched out. It's hard to get people to realize that they're part of this place called Midway and that there is a business district association. So in partnership with the Water and Parks Bureau, Midway expanded its third Midway Thriving event, connecting businesses with district landmarks and key community partners like Johnson Creek Watershed, Arte Soleil, and Lentz Gilbert Church. Updated branding gave Midway Business Association a fresh look for the 21st century. I forgot to bring a tote bag. Anyway, we'll get you some. Strengthening the power of their website, a critical asset for such a geographically large district, where many business owners do not even know they have their own website. So all of this branding kind of stuff is really important too. Those tote bags look beautiful. There are banners now as well that we use for events. And so having that noticeable logo, I mean, that has meaning, right? We know that's an important thing for individual businesses, and it's important for a district. So now we've got people carrying these really highly colorful, awesome-looking tote bags. You know, they're marketing the Midway District, right? So the new brand inspired the design of a first-ever map that beautifully integrates Midway businesses and community landmarks. And look for that, it's coming out early 2020. Midway Business Association continues to be a critical advocacy hub, information disseminator, and sounding board for businesses during the Outer Division Safety Project and Division Transit Project, as well as 122nd Avenue construction. These efforts are strengthened by their ongoing partnership with Division Midway Alliance Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative, that's a mouthful, on business support, events like the Festival of Nations, and advocacy for their shared district.
I like the photo bomb, by the way.
Yeah. So as Brad mentioned, the Catalytic Investment Initiative is a part of Venture Portland, and it is helping East Portland districts address economic disparities by creating innovative district-specific events and promotions to drive revenue to businesses. And I have absolutely seen this firsthand in my time at Venture Portland, that the CII piece is working, and I'm so excited to be a part of it. Initiative staffing increases district capacity to partner with the city, neighborhood associations, and community groups to advocate and help shape investments in infrastructure, transportation, safety, and public spaces. And with the support of Venture Portland, East Portland districts are making clear progress on their goals to ensure their programming, membership, and board represent the growing diversity of the communities where they live and work. In 2017, City Council supported the expansion of the Catalytic Investment Initiative into North Portland. To share the successes there, I'm happy to introduce Liz Smith, St. John's Boosters Board President.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
As Joy said, my name is Liz Smith, and I'm the president of the St. John's Boosters Business Association Board as of January 20th, so very new for me. I also chair the St. John's Banner Committee and represent the Boosters on Venture Portland's board and own Busy Lizzie Social Media Marketing, a small business consultancy.
That's a very cool name, Busy Lizzie.
That's me. I'm Busy Lizzie. I'm always busy. My neighbors in Kinston have been able to use initiative resources to leverage partnerships and capitalize on district branding to drive sales to Kinston businesses. In September, the Kinston Garage Sale partners with the Neighborhood Association to create a district-wide day of sales for residents and businesses. Their holiday promotion, Wooden Nickel, incentivizes local holiday shopping throughout December. Together, these events increased revenue for businesses 39%. Last May, Kinston kicked off Portland Street Fair season with their 10th annual street fair focused on celebrating Paul Bunyan statue's 60th birthday. This fall, Trick or Treat on Denver provided a safe, fun event for 1,200 neighborhood residents to trick or treat at Kinston businesses. The holiday season kicks off in Kinston with their Deck the Paul celebration. This year, 450 residents gathered at the historic Paul Bunyan statue to light Paul's wreath and district-wide tree lights and kick off the Wooden Nickel promotion. So if you haven't seen the bumper stickers around town, St. John's loves St. John's. Like all of Portland, St. John's is changing a lot. With hundreds of new apartments, residents, employees, and commuters in our district, we wanted to make sure our identity didn't get lost in transition. Working with Venture Portland, we secured grant funding to hang 40 beautiful banners over the last 24 months. Our unique banners were designed by a well-known St. John artist, Al Sharif, and reference our district's unique assets, including the river, parks, and historic bridge. St. John's has used initiative resources to strengthen and expand our programming to support businesses and strengthen our business identity. This past spring, St. John's Bites celebrated our district's great eateries and generated $15,000 for businesses over a 10-day promotion. Our pre-Thanksgiving night on the town and our tree lighting, which is the first in Portland, I don't know if you remember, but Commissioner Fish was our initial lighter of the tree, which was a wonderful memory for all of us, brought more than 1,000 customers to shop and dine at locally owned businesses over 2 days. In response to summer construction projects, we created a Booster Bucks promotion to support impacted businesses and remind customers that St. John's remained open for business during construction. This fall, we expanded our Halloween walk, providing a safe, fun event for more than 1,100 neighborhood residents to trick-or-treat at St. John's businesses. Additionally, we partnered with the St. John's Parade and Bazaar and Cathedral Park Jazz Festival to host a fundraiser supporting district improvements, including our marquees, public plaza, bench replacements, clock face restoration, and free mini library. Opportunities like these help connect businesses to residents and strengthen St. John's sense of place. And now we'll go on to Williams. Williams District has been a big construction zone for several years. You know this, we know this, everyone knows this. 10 new high-rise buildings, more than 1,000 new apartments, 100,000 square feet of retail, and more than 400,000 square feet of office space opening up is impossible to ignore. So instead, Williams District is focusing on honoring their history while embracing change, and more importantly, supporting their businesses through the challenges that come with massive construction. Williams used Catalytic Investment Initiative funding to continue Walk Williams through the summer months. This monthly event features late business hours, discounts, deals, and district-wide entertainment. This fall, Williams used initiative resources to coordinate a rapid response to businesses who lost revenue during a major street construction closure. By using a charitable giving component to encourage customer spending, they generated $5,900 in revenue for businesses in a single day. This past year, Williams continued their successful community partnerships, bringing residents and businesses together. Their Halloween event provided safe trick-or-treating options for more than 1,600 neighborhood residents. Their holiday season Williams Gives promotion raised more than $2,500 for local residents in need. Funds were distributed through the Boise Elliott School District, Vancouver Avenue First Baptist Church, and Self-Enhancement Incorporated. And the Business Association continued to serve as a critical advocate and point of information for businesses, actively engaging with developers, PBOT, and TriMet, while providing information and construction updates to businesses. Next year, maybe I will sing this portion of the program.
Have it flow a little bit more.
Right, tough act to follow, right. Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
You know, I think it's important to remind folks, when I look at the increase in revenue for businesses, For most of us, if you just look at that on a spreadsheet, you would say, well, that's just a drop in the bucket.
Right.
And I think it's a good reminder that most of our businesses are very small businesses that are really operating on the edge. And so it's a wonderful visual to remind us that none of these small shops are, you know, making fortunes, right? They are community resources that we should tap into and support. So I think the visual really highlights that. Thank you.
Madam yes, President. I agree.
Excuse me for a sec. Commissioner Udaly.
No.
Well, I just wanted to thank you for the report. It was a pleasure to work with Venture Portland while I was on the Historic Mississippi Business Association, another one that doesn't really roll off the tongue, HMBA. You're doing great work. I have a ton of questions, and I've just decided to schedule a meeting with you instead of asking all those questions right now. But I do want to say I am very supportive of the catalytic investment initiative. Really impressed with your solution, your work with business districts on solutions to community-wide challenges, and your equitable grant making. I wanted to clarify, so the business district organizers work 12 hours a week, so you don't have one per district? Do they maybe have three districts each, or?
Typically, yeah, they'll have two or three, depending on how many hours they want to work.
So how many people is that total, or how many?
Right now, that's a good question. About five and a half person.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
okay.
We're a small team.
Yeah.
And then we have some support staff as well that are really more in the office, but out on the street, it's just a few of us. So, yeah, and it varies. You know, some people really are closer to 10 hours versus 12, which 2 hours is, you know, it's a difference. When I was on Broadway, I had 5 hours.
Okay.
So, you know, it really does vary. We do what we can with the budget. It's all around the budget. If we could at all, each, we have one organizer for each at 40 hours a week, right? I mean, that would be a massive impact, but, you know, we're not there yet.
Yeah. So I look forward to meeting with you, and I'll just highlight a couple things I want to talk about. I'm really interested in bringing the Small Business Advisory Commission back to the city. That's a conversation I tried to initiate when I first got here. Didn't get anywhere, but I think it's time to talk about it again. And I'm also very interested in establishing something similar to what they have in San Francisco as far as the Legacy Business Registration and Preservation Fund. We know that small businesses are under threat of cost burdening and displacement, just like residents are. And we have lost some really vital heritage businesses and organizations over the last 10 years, and if there's anything we can do to help them broker a strong lease, like you mentioned earlier, or remain in their historic locations, professional development, technical assistance, which you're doing some of that, but I'd like to see a program. So I look forward to our meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Udaly. Do you have some closing remarks? Because we're going to have to wrap this up.
Yeah. I'll wrap up quickly. Thank you. So to your point about the initiative, we love it also. When we created it, we knew it would have a big impact on the districts that we were targeting it towards. But what we didn't realize that we would stumble on a really great recipe that could work elsewhere. So one of the beautiful things that has come out of it is we've been able to take that model and open it up to districts who were hiring their own privately funded staffers. So instead of them going out and finding someone on Craigslist and them sitting in a co-working space reinventing the wheel, we offered them the chance to tap into the resources and things that we had already created. And so with that, we are able to, right now we do that with 5 districts, and we're seeing the same overwhelming results that you have in your report with those folks as well. And then briefly, I do want to highlight a few things. Certainly not news to you, but the city of Portland is facing some pretty unprecedented challenges today, many of which are the result of decades of disinvestment in places, people, and systems of support. Each of you and your teams work very hard on that every day, and we're grateful for your efforts in that regard. But business districts are also doing their part to come up with innovative solutions and creative opportunities to address some of those needs. So in the past year, Central Eastside created the first enhanced services district in 18 years in Portland. They focus on things like cleaning, safety, streetscape improvements, workforce development. The services they're providing are really thoughtful, human-centered, and reflect the needs of businesses, property owners, residents, and people in crisis. Foster Area, as you heard, has spent the last couple of years working with their shelter steering committee to create great solutions and strategies to ensure that all residents, including those in the shelter, are part of the district. And today, their board has a permanent seat for the Laurel Wood Center shelter to ensure that partnership continues. Kenton partnered with the Portland Police Bureau to host trainings for businesses on effectively and compassionately dealing with people experiencing mental health crisis. A few years ago, Venture Portland asked the city to adjust your inclement weather messaging to encourage people to stay off the roads, but when possible, to safely walk to your neighborhood businesses. Thank you for that. And to ensure that they held up their end of the bargain, Division Clinton developed a block captain program with stashes of shovels and de-icer that they can distribute and help each other keep the sidewalks clear during those severe weather events. Like many districts, Kenton has a problem with people lighting off fireworks in their public parks. They held a post July 4th cleanup and collected 8 truckloads of trash to dispose of. St. John's, one of the other amazing things that they do in St. John's is they've really stepped up to be active participants in placemaking for their district. They currently serve as the stewards for the St. John's Public Plaza. They activate the space by helping schedule community events. They ensure that proper permitting occurs. They host monthly cleanups. They host fundraisers to fund larger maintenance projects. They have a rapid response crime watch and reporting with the businesses adjacent to the plaza. And my personal favorite fact about this is they provide the materials for a wonderful gentleman who is a retired business owner who conducts some near daily tidying up of the plaza to ensure that it's well maintained. We also know, because we ask them and they tell us, that local businesses donate to local charities more than twice the rate of national chains. So in 2019, Portland's neighborhood business associations donated more than $100,000 to other local charities citywide, and individual neighborhood businesses collectively contributed more than $1 million to help keep Portland a wonderful place to live, work, and play for all. As mentioned previously, Venture Portland works with these districts to develop diversity strategies to help them understand the demographic makeup of their district and set goals to ensure their membership and leadership is reflective of the actual place. Understanding and using this information has been a key component of our 3-part diversity, equity, and inclusion training series this year. It underpins the initiative's diversity benchmarks and most recently helped Central Eastside designate specific board categories for their enhanced services district. For me, what is one of the most interesting aspects of that work is I don't know that anybody else is walking around the streets talking to business owners and collecting information about their demographics. Who are the people who own the business in terms of race, gender, age, primary language spoken, if they're immigrants or second generation, things like that. That really helps us to have a better conversation about what are the barriers to starting a business. So we're excited about that work going forward. And our ongoing public-private partnership truly drives Portland's economy. As I hope I have made abundantly clear in this presentation, our primary goal is to ensure the economic viability of our neighborhood business districts, which means when they succeed, Portland succeeds. Thank you for your continued partnership.
Thank you very much. I know I'm rushing you just a tad, but we've got a full agenda today, and you have laid out more than enough information for us to contemplate.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Colleagues, do you have any questions or statements? Carla, would you call the roll to accept the report?
Motion.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are there any people signed up? Oh, it's a report, so never mind.
So motion. I move the report.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Carla, call the roll.
Fritz?
totally with the delay. But thank you very much for that presentation. It was really good on the television as well as in person, I'm sure. Thank you, first of all, to Commissioner Fish, who was, as you said, and many times, such a great supporter of Venture Portland. And thanks to Jamie Dunphy, his senior policy advisor, for continuing the great work and providing such a lot of support over many years. Thank you to Heather Hale, who, as was mentioned, gave 10 years of amazing leadership. And thanks to Brad Faulkner for taking over or stepping in. The new leadership team is really inspiring. You know, Portlanders love our neighborhood business districts, and this is one reason that we need to focus new housing in places where people can walk to their neighborhood businesses and enjoy them without having to drive there. And I appreciated especially the note about giving to charity, and I know that many local businesses are very generous with their time and talents and treasure in supporting all kinds of different community organizations right here in Portland. So thank you very much. It's really a credit. I was reminded, I was thinking to myself of Commissioner Fish's effort to bring more park services to East Portland when he was park commissioner in his first term, and how the greater community somehow didn't want to invest in East Portland. But then when he tried again with the business district and making sure that the benefits are spread to East Portland, North Portland, and in African-American communities in inner Northeast. So it's been so much more successful. And so I'm glad to see that we're making progress incrementally and also in leaps and bounds. And I'm happy to accept the report. Aye.
You Daly?
Well, thank you again for being here, and thank you for your acknowledgement of Commissioner Fish. He quietly did a lot of really innovative work across the city in multiple arenas, so thank you for helping us continue to honor him, and I look forward to meeting with you soon. I vote aye.
Hardesty.
I want to also thank you for your very detailed report. There seems to be a sense of excitement that continues with Venture Portland and the work that you're doing in local communities. I'm looking forward to a tour that I'm doing soon in Central East Side because we did set up that service district different than all the other ones that had been set up previously, really centering people as compared to centering some other activity. And so I'm looking forward to seeing it in action. Thank you for the work that you do. I vote aye. Thank you for being here today. We're going to take a 5-minute recess, and then we'll come back and continue with the agenda.
Okay.